Hey there, and welcome to episode 69 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy to have you here with me today. Quick note to let you know that enrollment for my online piano lesson programs, both Busy Kids Do Piano and Busy Moms Do Piano, will be open next week and just for 1 week only. So it's open from May 2nd to May 9th. That means if you or your child is looking for a step-by-step approach to learning piano at an affordable price, you'll definitely want to learn more about my membership programs, and I'll link to them in the show notes so that you can check them out. Today we are finishing up our series on the March King. And if you've been listening to the previous episodes in this series, you know by now that the March King is none other than the American composer John Philip Sousa. We learned about his life in episode 67, and in our last episode, episode 68, we discussed one of his most famous works, The Stars and Stripes Forever. And if you haven't listened to these episodes yet, be sure to check out the show notes where I'll place links to the entire series that we've been doing on Sousa. Today, we're going to learn about another well-known piece, Sousa's March, called Semper Fidelis. The year was 1888, and the United States President Chester Arthur requested that a new piece be composed that to be associated with the U.S. President. During a conversation with Sousa, who was at that time the leader of the Marine Band, the President told Sousa he did not like the official use of the song, Hail to the Chief. Sousa explained to the President that the song was actually an old Scottish boating song, and President Arthur suggested that Sousa compose something more appropriate. Sousa actually responded by composing two pieces. The first was called Presidential Polonaise, and 2 years after President Arthur's death, Sousa wrote Semper Fidelis, which in Latin means always faithful, a motto of the U.S. Marine Corps. Sousa said in a 1927 interview that he wrote the piece one night while in tears after hearing his peers of the Marine Corps sing their famous hymn at Quantico. Neither of Sousa's pieces ended up taking the place of Hail to the Chief as the song most closely associated with the United States president, but the song did come to be regarded as the official march of the U.S. Marine Corps. Listen to how Sousa describes the premiere performance of his famous march. We were marching down Pennsylvania Avenue and had turned the corner at the Treasury Building. On the reviewing stand were President Harrison, many members of the Diplomatic Corps, a large part of the House and Senate, and an immense number of invited guests besides. I had so timed our playing of the march that the trumpet theme would be heard for the first time just as we got to the front of the reviewing stand. Suddenly, 10 extra trumpets were shot in the air and the theme was pealed out in unison. Nothing like it had ever been heard there before. When the great throng on the stand had recovered its surprise, it rose in a body and, led by the president himself, showed its pleasure in a mighty swell of applause. It was a proud moment for us all. Sousa considered this to be one of his best marches, musically speaking. The piece was created for a band of wind instruments in addition to a percussion section. Do you notice the prominent staccato drums and trumpets in the piece? How about the drum solo in the middle of the piece where the music transitions from loud to soft? This This march became one of Sousa's most popular and was played by the Sousa Band in many foreign countries. The song continues to be performed by the United States Marine Band countless times each year. In our last episode of Busy Kids Love Music, we talked about the standard U.S. military march form that Sousa developed. Now, I'd love for you to head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/69 and listen to the full rendition of Semper Fidelis that is linked for you there. As you listen, see if you can identify the sections we learned about in our last episode when it comes to the military march form. So the introduction, the first and second strain, the trio, and the final strain. And again, you'll find a link to the full performance of this piece at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/69. You can listen there and apply some of the things that you've learned in this podcast series about John Philip Sousa to analyze the structure of the piece. Thank you so much for joining me today and joining me for this whole series to learn about composer John Philip Sousa. I hope you've enjoyed discovering things about his life and patriotic musical contributions to the American military band. I look forward to connecting with you again when our next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs in 2 weeks. Bye for now.